It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
What the masses don't understand, and they may never understand, considering the inordinate amounts of mainstream financial quote-unquote advice that's fed to us daily, is that most popular financial advice is just that. It's popular, meaning it's intended for the majority of the population, the middle class and the poor. I mean, this advice spews out from the TV, radio, bloggers, magazines, on the front page of Yahoo Finance even. I mean, you name it. And podcasts too, they are no exception. You know, as I record this, four of the top five investing podcasts revolve around this mediocre advice. And I call it mediocre for a reason, as this advice will do just that if you adhere to it. It'll keep you mediocre, at best even. I hate to break it to you, but saving 10 bucks a week for the rest of your life just because you stopped drinking Starbucks isn't going to deliver you to the doorstep of financial freedom. I mean, this humdrum advice will keep you pinned down to a miserable existence of lack and deprivation. This crap advice will have you miss out on the most active and lively years of your life. Now, if you're okay with that, I'm not going to judge you. There are a lot of people, a lot of great, nice, decent people that are following that advice. I'm not going to judge you for that, for following that advice. I'm not even going to make you wrong for following it. But if you want a different type of life, you're going to need a different type of strategy. One that goes beyond the mainstream bondage of jobs, stock market investing, 401ks, and zest-depriving frugality. You know, back in 2001, when I first read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it was the first time ever that I had read or heard anything to the contrary of this traditional advice that I'm speaking of. You know, to me, it was just so clear. It was so logical, so easy to understand. It was so simple. And when I started to run the numbers on a piece of scratch paper, not only was it logical and easy to understand and simple, it was faster, a lot faster. And so I ran with it. I took it upon myself to connect the dots within Robert Kiyosaki's book with extended self-education. And once I got started implementing what I had learned, And that took me a minute too, to be straight with you. I'm not perfect. Paralysis by analysis can get us all. And it had a hold of me for a while, but not very long. And once I did get into action and implementing what I had learned, in less than 4 years, you've heard me say it here several times on the show, in less than 4 years, I was financially independent. And for that reason, I feel I'm qualified to give you such advice and to speak to you in a direct, tough love sort of way. You know, Kiyosaki has a ton of critics, mostly calling what he teaches theory. And it doesn't work in the real world. You hear that a lot. And I absolutely cringe when I hear that because it sure worked for me. Who are you telling it doesn't work? It worked for me. And it's worked for my clients. It's working for even more of my clients. And those are my clients of the Epic Pro Academy and my clients at Cashflow Savvy. You know, Kiyosaki, he's not perfect. His teachings aren't perfect. It's not a perfect system. It's not a system without its challenges. It's not even a get-rich-quick system. But if you operate and persevere inside his system in the same manner you endure everyday life in your own system, it is a get-rich-permanently system. And although it may not be fast, it's certainly faster than the traditional alternative to the advice that dominates all financial media. You know, Kiyosaki's book, it's almost 20 years old. And for the life of me, I can't understand why he's still the only one that teaches his quote-unquote rich dad ways. Why haven't more of the mainstream household names latched on to this much better way? Because it is better. It's better because it works where the other ways fail. And that's what has me, you know, constantly scratching my head. I mean, I'm boring a hole right through my skin and into my scalp. I'm constantly scratching my head wondering why more people with a platform haven't followed suit, aren't talking about the same things, aren't changing their perspective. I mean, perhaps I'll be able to ask Kiyosaki that very question one day and get his insight, because I can't find an answer. But this is what I do know. What your nationally televised, your nationally syndicated, your financial gurus and advisors with the biggest platforms out there, they did not get to their financial stature following their own advice. And with that being the case, why do they continue to give this advice? I don't know. I have financial freedom. You know, if I adjusted my ambitions a bit, if I pulled back a little bit on what I'm aspiring to, and I made a few tweaks in my life, I could live in a very comfortable manner and never have to work another day. And that's an option that very few people have. And I'm not sharing that to brag or impress you, but rather to inform you that my freedom has nothing to do with a job, nothing to do with stocks, or my paid-off primary residence. The fact is, these mainstream financial structures played no role, absolutely no role, in the dream that I'm living, nor the dream that Susie Orman lives, or the dream that Dave Ramsey lives, or the dream that Thomas Stanley lives, or even the dream the Motley Fools live in. None of them got to their financial status following the financial advice that has made them famous. And every multimillionaire that I've ever met will tell you exactly the same, that your rise from rags to riches will have nothing to do with your great job, it'll have nothing to do with your awesome 401k, or it'll have nothing to do with your three-bedroom paid-off house on First Street. Their advice will not make you rich. But selling it sure seems to. So here it is. The road to the life that will allow you to live your dreams begins by redirecting your attention from making piles of money to making streams of money. That's number one. Redirect your attention from making piles of money to making streams of money. That's number one. Number two, your greatest shot at making these streams of money and your overall success exists within either one, creating a business, one that you can control and leverage by virtue of your own self-education, good decisions, and hard work. Or two, investing in rental real estate that you can control and leverage by virtue of your own self-education, good decisions, and hard work. Or you can double down like I did, and you can do both. You can create a business that invests in rental real estate, a real estate investing business that you can control and leverage by virtue of your own self-education, good decisions, and hard work. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. I mean, just think, what would your life look like right now if you had shifted your focus to streams of money and started your real estate investing business 5 years ago? What will you say 5 years from now? Will you say, I'm glad I did? Or will you say, I wish I did? I'm Matt Terrio, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
Is Wall Street failing to meet your expectations?
Has your 401k tragically turned into a 201k or worse?
Don't panic.
You don't have a money problem. You have an idea problem. We're CashflowSavvy.com, and we'd like to share with you a new idea how one small shift can transform your financial future and accelerate its arrival. Go to CashflowSavvy.com to get this new idea that Wall Street doesn't want you to know about. CashflowSavvy.com. More control, less risk. CashflowSavvy.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.